So you're sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and you're doing the math in your head. You have a pretty good idea. So when you see your name pop up in Ole Miss and Oxford, what's going through your head?
Well, that's when I was at the University of Arizona, we played there. It's a beautiful place. It's a gorgeous ballpark. They're a really good team. You know, my hope was to go to an SEC school just for the experience for our players. So this meets all expectations, and we'll be ready to play.
13 years of the program, how rewarding is this for you as a coach to see this come to fruition?
It's the most rewarding, you know, weekend. Like I said, you know, winning the Pac-12 championship is special. And now we get a reward of going to regional. So it hasn't quite really sunk in because now we're back to work we'll try to get ready for this weekend. But great accomplishment for our players, for the athletic department, and for this program.
How does Pac-12 play? Good year for the Pac-12, but how does it get you ready for playing an SEC school and an SEC regional, which has just been off the charts this year?
Well, we go through a grind for 10 weekends, so it prepares you, you know, no matter who you're going to play. Crowds will be a little bit different than what we've seen, you know, for us. There'll be 12, 13,000 people there on Friday night. So we have to get over that and hopefully not have any nerves on that part. But I'll take Jason Rose over anybody right now. So, you know, feel pretty good about that matchup.
How has this team kind of adopted the shock the world mentality, the ender? I mean, it seems like a motivating factor all year long.
Well, I you'd have to ask them. I've not heard that, so I'm not sure that we've used that mantra. It's been more of a belief and have fun attitude instead of shock the world. I heard some of the kids saying that, you know, after the Arizona sweep, they really believed, and that started it. Now we can start thinking about really playing some baseball and seeing what will happen at the end of the year.
If you're into belief and visualization, it's pretty clear the team visualized the Pac-12 championship for weeks of that. Do you know what they had as far as a belief and goals for the NCAA tournament?
Well, you know, we have a mission statement, and we've used it for a couple of years, and you know, it's called Recon, and it all has something to meaning to each one of those. But on top of that, it was make it to a regional, and so that's been our kind of our mantra for 2 years, and again, once they started tasting victory and understood where we were as a team, I think they did visualize winning this thing. And I think when you look at it on Saturday when we won and had the share of the Pac-12, there was no jumping around. It was all business. They wanted to win this outright, and they did.
What do you know about Ole Miss aside from them being a good program?
They're a great program. All those SEC teams have great pitching. I know that. They're big, strong athletes. We've got some film on them. We'll get some scouting reports on them. So we'll know a lot more by Thursday.
Any plan on how to deal with the humidity? Oxford is probably going to be a little warm.
Yeah, we'll handle it, whatever it is. We've handled the cold all spring here and wherever we've been. So that might be refreshing for us.
You said it would be the best or worst weekend of your baseball career. Was that the best weekend when you were jogging out on the field there to get to the dugout?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And you know, this is a highlight for me, no doubt. As a head coach, this is the first conference championship I've ever had. So, no doubt, being the head coach of the USA team, you know, 5 years ago was a great, great honor. But this is special. This is a group of kids that came together and played their tails off and won a championship. So that's really special.
When you guys joined the Pac-12 in 2011, you probably knew this was going to be a challenge to get to this point. Did you think it'd happen within the first 5 years?
No, not really. I could be honest with that. We knew it was an uphill battle. We knew we had a long way to go. And, you know, the perfect storm happened this year. We thought we were going to be better. There was no doubt. Did we think that we'd win a championship? I'm not so sure that was in our goals. We wanted to finish in the middle and top middle so that we can have a chance at a regional bid. You know, we don't talk championships or, you know, those. We just want to make a regional, whatever that means. So, 5 years, pretty good accomplishment for this ball club, and kudos to our seniors who endured all the last 4 or 5 years with us and making this climb.
Did your phone blow up after that last one?
It's still going, so hey, I'm sorry I haven't answered everybody's text, but I will.